You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 293. Today is our weekly podcast that we record typically on Mondays. We've got a bunch of topics lined up for you. I'll give you a rundown, and then we'll get into the details of it. We've got a story on CJ Procise's development and outlook with the Seahawks. We've got your feedback on the Shamrock Series uniforms, and also we did a poll on that, so we've got some of your input, what you guys feel about that. On ESPN, Lou Holtz got some negative feedback for a comment he made at the RNC. We've got recruiting. We've got a question and a discussion about a season with the Showtime series, and then some exciting news for Torrey Hunter Jr., some personal news, but we'll mention it as well. And so to get started with, I do want to talk about the CJ Procise story. It was put out by ProFootballTalkLine.com, and they made some points that CJ is a different kind of running back than the guys they have there right now. Their projected starter and the guy who's going to get it is Thomas Rawls, and it's his job to lose. But they really do like CJ's ability to catch the ball, his ability to change direction, and also just his versatility as a ball catcher, maybe moving him around from the backfield to the slot and using him in different ways. I don't think anybody expects him to come out of the gate and get half of the carries. But he definitely has the opportunity, and the coaches, fans are expecting him to be there for a few years and to make an impact, make a contribution.
I'd say that's very impressive for a guy that's only that switched to running back and only played one full year running back. You know, the question was, how good is he going to fit into the NFL, you know, with only not having played running back that long, but it looks like he's making or doing very good with the transition up to this point.
It seems sometimes that almost helps you out. If it seems like you're more likely to be drafted higher than you should be if you're a raw talent than if you're polished and the coaches think they know who you are and what you can do.
Well, it seems like a lot of what I've discovered over the years that as far as recruiting players, drafting players, it's more about figuring out when they're going to peak. Because you have, you know, high school kids, you have guys that will peak in high school, you know, are stars, but then that's as good as they'll be. You have guys like Brady Quinn is one guy I think of just offhand, you know, was a star in college, but just couldn't quite make transition to the NFL. And then you have guys like J.J. Watt or Russell Wilson, you know, that get to the NFL and are just amazing. And so it's more about, you know, the scouts and the recruiters are trying to figure out when these guys are going to peak or if they've already hit their peak.
That is true. So it will be fun to watch. The better Notre Dame is, the more players they have in the NFL, and it's exciting to follow their careers in the NFL. I'm not a huge NFL fan. I don't usually start watching it until the playoffs start, but it is fun to watch Notre Dame players.
Yeah, I agree. I just saw a number the other day. I almost think it was 44 players, Notre Dame players, that are currently on NFL rosters. But that could change, you know, by the time they cut down to 53-man roster. I mean, there's quite a few rookies that are on teams or have tryouts that, you know, might not be on a 53-man roster this fall.
Okay.
But that's quite a bit more than I had thought.
That is more than I thought, too. Wow. Let's move on then and talk about the heat that Lou Holtz is getting from ESPN and probably a bunch of other news. I saw it on ESPN, and then I looked up another news story as well. The title of the video on ESPN is Lou Holtz Makes Anti-Immigrant Comments, and it's about a minute and a half long. You can find it under the Notre Dame section. So here's what Lou Holtz said. I don't want to become you. I don't want to speak your language. I don't want to celebrate your holidays. I sure as hell don't want to cheer for your soccer team. He's talking about immigration. And, of course, people are just up in arms. This is not politically correct. You can't say this. And ESPN picks it up. And at first Lou Holtz is a former coach. He worked for ESPN. But he didn't say this to ESPN. He didn't say it when he was doing an interview with some sports team. He said it at the Republican National Convention. So it wasn't about sports. It was about politics. But, of course, they pick it up because they are the kings and queens of being politically correct. And I threw in queens there to be politically correct.
But the only thing I will say about ESPN is that they go out of their way to be politically correct.
And it's
annoying.
I hate when people apologize for saying something that is what they're feeling. If it's something true, then they go back on it and kind of step back. And so the other story I looked up said that Lou Holtz, sorry for immigration joke. However, this is his apology, and this will make you feel good if you're getting a little bit upset. He said, and by the way, I love the part about I don't want to cheer for your soccer team. I thought that was the funniest part. But then, so this is his stepping back, his apology. He said, I like to joke. I wish I hadn't said I don't want to celebrate your holidays and cheer for your soccer teams. It was said in jest, but I stand by the rest of what I said about coming to America to become us.
But maybe he made these comments because there was also a picture sent out of him carrying around his Crown Royal bag at the convention. So maybe he had a little bit too much to drink beforehand. Well, my take on all this, it's better not to mix politics with sports. Let's just play football, cheer for football, whatever. It's a different world. It's so much better than looking at the world of politics and getting caught up in that.
Well, here's one area where we disagree. I don't care if someone has different politics, political views than I do. It's fine.
I agree. I'm not saying that, but...
I know you're not. And I don't like people less if they have a different political view. But I don't like it when people try to say, oh, you need to apologize for your point of view. You need to apologize for this or for that.
Well, that's my point. The reason I don't like the politics is because it seems like there are very few people that can agree to disagree
exactly
with the politics. Everybody has their opinion, and it's terrible. If you don't agree, we basically can't be friends and blah, blah. It just goes on and on. It's like you have to convince the other. It's okay to disagree about it. It's just like football. We have different opinions, which is good. That's why we do a podcast, because we don't all have the same opinion. And it's totally fine. You can discuss it. But for some reason, the politics, everybody just takes it personal.
Exactly.
It would be a much better world if we could just, if the politics would be, you know, if we could agree to disagree. You know, we don't have to think the same. Mm-hmm. That's just where it gets frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's move on then. We got recruiting we want to get to. We'll save that for the end. Randall, where is A Season With? What team are they going to be following around this fall?
Well, Showtime is doing another season, and they will be following the Florida State team. So, basically, in my opinion, they'll probably be hanging out at local grocery stores, making sure nobody's stealing crab legs, or outside a local bar to catch some of the players in a brawl or something.
Is this something you're going to be watching?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I think I actually will, because it'll just give me – it'll be interesting to see, you know, see inside another program, somebody like Florida State, just to see inside their program, because obviously when Notre Dame did it last year, there's a lot of things that we saw, you know, that you don't normally see, just the day-to-day life of the football players, what they're doing, and it'll be interesting to see how it is at another school.
What team would you be, besides Notre Dame, what team would you be interested in seeing? For me, Florida State doesn't interest me. They're not going to be a national championship contender. It doesn't interest me. But there would be some teams that I would like to watch a season with. Do you have one off the top of your head?
Well, I kind of like the Florida State idea. I wouldn't have picked it before they picked Florida State. I don't think I would have necessarily had them at the top of my list. I would have maybe had somebody like an Alabama or an LSU, just because I want to see how a school like that operates.
My school,
obviously, they won't be showing, you know, everything. They won't be showing any negative stuff necessarily, but I just want to see the difference.
Yeah. I would have liked to see Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, or USC. Those would have been the schools that I would have been interested in watching.
I would not have watched if it was Ohio State.
Something about it. I do like Urban Meyer, and I respect him a lot as a coach. And I would like to see how he handles things in the locker room. And I know, we don't get to see everything. It is edited pretty heavily. But the Florida State it just does not interest me. I don't care.
Actually, I will be watching that. I do want to see how they operate. Obviously, I don't know a lot of the players there. You know, it'd been fun to see it when somebody like Jameis Winston was there, or even Everett Golson last year. But Jimbo Fisher is still there. And just being able to see how they operate it kind of intrigues me.
All right, some exciting news for Torrey Hunter. He announced it on Instagram, is where I saw it.
He's a busy man, by the way.
Playing baseball, or drafted to play baseball or something. I'm not sure how that works, but baseball, football, and now, congratulations, he is engaged.
Yeah, so he did propose, is engaged, and obviously that was kind of floating around on social media. But I don't know if he has plans. I don't think he necessarily has plans or a date set for a wedding, anything like that. But he's got a lot of things happening in his life. Hopefully he can just stay focused on football this fall. But we'll have to wait and see.
All right, we've got recruiting to get to, and then also thoughts on the Shamrock Series uniforms. Let's do recruiting first. Notre Dame did pick up some new commits since the last time that we discussed recruiting. So do you want to go through those, Randall?
Sure. Notre Dame is finally making some noise on the recruiting trail. As far as picking up recruits, it seemed kind of slow to start with, but in the last 5 weeks, Notre Dame now has 11 commitments. And, you know, in those 5 weeks, you know, there's been all this talk about satellite camps and banning them or not banning them. And, you know, Notre Dame doesn't do it. Other schools do. But Notre Dame obviously doesn't need satellite camps. What they need is to get the guys on campus and maybe even get their parents there. And that seems to be doing the trick right now. The first commitment, which this would have been on July 15th already, but we hadn't had a podcast since then, was Darnell Ewell. He's a 4-star defensive tackle. He'd be playing the one technique, which Notre Dame definitely needed somebody at that position in this recruiting cycle, because obviously Jerron Jones and Daniel Cage, but they don't have a true one technique behind them to replace them once they're out of school, because they hadn't taken anybody last year. Notre Dame had taken 4 defense tackles in 2015, but they weren't the highly ranked guys. Maybe they'll get some of those guys will end up getting some playing time, but they're not the multi-year starters that Ewell has a chance to be. His size, he is 6'4", 295 pounds from Norfolk, Virginia. And the nice thing is he picked Notre Dame over Ohio State and Michigan. So it's always good to hear that. He had visited Notre Dame in June, and he actually had quite a few offers. He had 32 offers, and it seems he's not really a guy that liked the recruiting process. He was glad to get it over with, and I know that when Matt Freeman actually talked to him, he was asked at some point by one of the analysts, you know, if he's going to be recruiting other guys, and basically he's not going to. He's going to worry about himself, and that's not his thing. He's not going to do that. He's more laid back, and that's kind of what attracted him to Notre Dame, especially with Keith Gilmore, kind of the same personality. So a good fit at Notre Dame, and I'm excited to get a defensive tackle like this. Maybe it'll help draw some defensive ends to Notre Dame that'll want to play beside him. See, they have that guy to anchor the center of the line. Now maybe they can attract some defensive ends to join him. Second one would have been Michael Young, which was last week. He's a three-star wide receiver. He's not as highly ranked, but most analysts are saying that he's very underrated. So we could, after this year's high school, or during this year's high school season, we could see him jump up the rankings. But I'm not necessarily saying that's going to happen because he's now committed to Notre Dame. And so, you know, it seems
so
some
you,
of those
do you
guys
buy
don't
into that, Randall, that
to Notre Dame.
Do you buy into that myth?
I don't know. I don't really pay much attention to it. So if the coaches want him there, it doesn't really matter what he's ranked. So that's kind of how I like to look at it.
Was he being recruited by a lot of other big schools?
Yeah, his three finalists were actually Notre Dame, Texas A&M, and Oregon. So obviously Texas A&M and Oregon, those are some big-time schools that usually have good receivers. He is 5'11". 180 pounds, and he would be playing slot receiver. So he's that slot receiver guy that Notre Dame's been looking for. He's described as very aggressive, and he's actually a really good blocker and has good speed. So if you watch some of his highlight film, he actually runs past cornerbacks. He's quick,
so
and he's very
similar
aggressive
to C.J. Sanders, then, body type.
Yeah, he'd be kind of that type of player. He's also, you know, could maybe return punts, turn kicks, do some of that stuff. He is from, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the town right, but Destron, Louisiana. And Notre Dame actually has a hard time recruiting in Louisiana. It seems most of those guys end up going to LSU. But he is the second recruit. Jerry Tillery would have been the other guy, but that's only the second recruit since 2000 that has come to Notre Dame from Louisiana.
Wow.
So Louisiana hasn't necessarily produced Notre Dame players. Because I think LSU has one of the higher, I'm not sure how you would say it, but the majority of their players are from Louisiana.
Okay.
A lot of those guys are in-state guys. And they usually get the top guys in the state, so they do a good job of that. He is also the sixth commitment that would have been at Irish Invasion, so obviously that is helping and is paying off. So,
all right.
The third guy to commit was on Friday. This is actually a 2018 recruit from Farmington, Michigan, which is actually the school where Khalid Kareem is from. So they would have played together last year, and that kind of helped draw him to Notre Dame. He had visited – well, he actually committed on his visit at Notre Dame this past week. And earlier he had visited Notre Dame, I think it was in June, and for one of the positional camps. And Khalid Kareem, you know, kind of showed him around, told him how much he liked it, and definitely helped in recruiting him to Notre Dame. Right now, he's listed as a four-star outside linebacker. He's 6'3", 207 pounds, but he's actually recruited a couple different positions because he could end up playing defensive end. So depending how he grows, I mean, he's still got 2 years of high school, so he could end up being that fast rushing defensive end that Notre Dame needs. So this is definitely a huge pickup for Notre Dame.
So it would be he'd be on the caliber of Dalen Hayes?
not at this point, but you know, with 2 years of high school left, he could definitely get to that point.
Okay.
He's already a four-star, highly ranked guy. So he did. Obviously, he's from Michigan, so he picked Notre Dame over the Michigan schools. And yeah, I definitely like it. It's just you got to wait a while to actually see him play at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But Notre Dame is doing good in the 2018 class. He was commit number 5 for the 2018 class, and that class is definitely looking good up to this point. So,
very good.
But that's about all I got for the recruiting.
Okay, let's talk about the Shamrock Series uniforms that were announced a few days ago. I did throw up a poll on Twitter asking for you guys to vote. Do you love it? Do you hate it? 82% love it. 18% hate it. I am with the majority. Overall, if I'd have to pick between love it and hate it, I do love it. I don't love the helmet, but I do love the jersey, and I definitely like it better than some other years. I do love it. I'm a fan.
Well, when I first saw the picture, I was very, very disappointed. Like, I was expecting something amazing, and this I just looked at it and just looked kind of blah. Like, it's
see, I like more simple uniforms. I don't like a bunch of stripes and designs in it. I like it more solid colors, and I like darker color. I like darker uniforms too. I did not like those white uniforms they had a few years ago.
Yeah, it is. I will admit it is growing on me, but just looking at Under Armour, it just does not seem like something they would be putting out. I mean, if you look at Under Armour gear, it's always, you know, brightly colored, you know, distinct, weird designs. They're trying to be the front runners, and this definitely doesn't look like that. The thing I'm disappointed with it, the details are cool. Like in the helmet, if you look at it closely, you know, obviously you can see the fine details, and on the shirt sleeve they also have that on there, but nobody can see that while they're playing. I mean, you basically have to be standing beside them to see that. I doubt you won't be able to see it on a TV watching the game. And so I get what they're trying to do, but I don't think those details are enough. But it is growing on me. The jersey is, I agree, the jersey is obviously much better than the helmet. But I'm getting used to the idea, although at first I wasn't.
Right when it comes out, it seems about half the people I hear from just say they hate it. But then eventually when it rolls around, well, I'm looking at the small poll that we did, which actually it's growing now. Now there's 83% love it, 17% hate it. So,
did you just add my vote?
Nope.
Okay, I thought you might have tried to put me at the 83% there.
So, but overall, that's where you'd go, though. You'd go with love it. If you'd have to choose.
Not yet, but I'll probably be there in a month.
No, you need to choose right. So right now you hate it. And I guess you could change it, but just right now, do you love it or hate it?
Oh, man.
And then you could change it in a month or 2 months.
I'll go with the love it. It's growing on me. I'll put it that way.
Okay. I think that's all we've got, all the topics for our weekly podcast. We will be having a few more daily, or we call them our countdown to kickoff episodes, but it's more like player profile episodes because we've gotten behind and a lot of them are out of order. We do apologize for that, but one reason that we are sticking to it and doing each of the players is that we want to have a page on the website for each of the players, somewhat for ourselves, so we can go back and listen to thoughts we had and what was happening, you know, in the fall of such and such a year with this player, so we can go back and look at what our thoughts were. And so that's one reason that we're sticking to it, even if these are out of order and in some cases a week or two too late. So anything else, Randall, before we wrap this up?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you guys want to join the conversation, you can do so on Twitter. Follow us at Irish Sports Talk. We're also on Facebook, and you can sign up for the forums, which they are free, forums.irishsportstalk.net. So until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.